This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth over 6,600 crore rupees on the occasion of commemoration of the Janjati Gaurav Divas at Jamui in Bihar.
Dharti Aba Birsa Munda ke is the bhavya smaran ke beech aaj 6000 crore rupaye se adhik ki pariyojanaon ka shilanyas aur lokarpan hua hai. Inme mere aadivasi bhai behnon ke liye kareeb 1.5 lakh pakke gharon ke swikruti patra hai.
He also launched the 150th birth anniversary year celebrations of Dharti Aba Bhagwan Birsa Munda. The projects which are dedicated and kick-started are aimed at uplifting tribal communities and improving infrastructure in rural and remote areas of the region. Mr. Modi also inaugurated an exhibition based on the life of Bhagwan Birsa Munda and the rich tribal heritage and culture. He also inaugurated two tribal freedom fighters museums and two tribal research institutes, which are intended to preserve the rich history and heritage of the tribal communities. Prime Minister also attended the Grih Pravesh of 11,000 houses built under the PM Janman campaign in the virtual mode in Jamui. Union Home Minister Amit Shah unveiled a statue of Bhagwan Birsa Munda at Bansira Park in New Delhi today, honoring the legendary freedom fighter. Speaking at the event, Mr. Shah described Birsa Munda as one of India's greatest heroes in the freedom movement of India. He added that Birsa Munda raised awareness about the importance of water, land and forest for the tribal communities. The Home Minister said that Narendra Modi government is working tirelessly to promote the development of tribal areas and upliftment of the tribal people. As Jharkhand gears up for second phase of assembly polls and Maharashtra for single phase voting next week, major political parties have intensified efforts to reach out to the voters in the final days before the election. Polling in Jharkhand in the second phase will take place for 38 seats on the 20th of this month. Voting for all 288 constituencies in Maharashtra will also take place on the same day. The Enforcement Directorate or ED conducted searches at over 16 locations across Maharashtra and Gujarat, including Malegaon, Nashik, Mumbai, Ahmedabad and Surat. The ED is investigating suspicious banking transactions worth 80 to 90 crore rupees allegedly carried out by a Malegaon-based trader through misappropriated bank accounts. During the raids, which extended into Thursday night, the agency froze approximately 1.8 crore rupees held in two scrutinized bank accounts. Investigators are examining the role of hawala operators to trace the transactions, beneficiaries and purposes. Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, has imposed stage 3 of the GRAP in Delhi NCR as air quality deteriorated in the region. Our correspondent reports that an 11-point action plan as per stage 3 of GRAP is applicable from today in the entire NCR. The measures include intensifying the frequency of mechanized sweeping of roads and ensuring daily water sprinkling along with dust suppressants. Sri Lanka's ruling National People's Power, NPP, has secured a landslide victory in the parliamentary election, crossing the majority mark of 113 in the 225-member parliament as counting of votes progresses in the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the first Bodoland Mahotsav in New Delhi this evening. The two-day Mahotsav is a mega event on language, literature and culture to sustain peace and build a vibrant Bodo society. Guru Nanak Jayanti or Gurpurab is being celebrated with religious fervour in the country and across the world. The day marks the birth of the first Sikh Guru, Guru Nanak Dev, who laid the foundation of Sikhism. Sikh devotees around the world offer prayers in Gurudwaras on the day. Community kitchens serve meals to thousands as an expression of Guru Nanak's teachings on equality, service and compassion. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Modi have greeted fellow citizens on the occasion. The day is also celebrated as Kartik Purnima, which falls on the full moon day of the Hindu month of Kartik. And that is the end of this news bulletin.